Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Optimism blows in the Bloomington North Cougar football camp. Veteran head coach Scott Bless in his 19th year. A club 6-5 a year ago, but preseason ranked 14th in Class 5A this year. And plenty of experience on both sides of the field. All-state junior quarterback Dash King, Marshall Bound, Aiden Steinfeld at tight end. We have veteran center Max Winalda playing two ways, impact players defensively. Gray Hostetler, Lucas Rice, and I mentioned Winalda playing defensive tackle. On the road to Jeffersonville, they go tomorrow night for its preseason scrimmage, and then Mooresville at home on the 18th.
Well, you know, I think we've got a team, we've got great leadership on this team. You know, I think they have done a great job of establishing a standard, a level of performance that we're going to accept and not accept anything short of it. That's been really fun to watch develop.
North Cougar head coach Scott Bless, fifth-ranked South, will host Lawrence Central at 7 Friday night in Edgewood. Under new head coach Scott Fisher, they're home to North Putnam at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Our thought for this Thursday, you know, you can't reach what's in front of you until you let go of what's behind you. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, a day off much needed for David Bell's slumping kids of the Ohio. Ahead 4-1 with two out in the eighth Wednesday afternoon. Miami rallies for an eventual 5-4 win, taking the three-game series and sending the Reds to a 1-8 August start. Score tied at 4, closer Alexis Diaz in a non-closing role in the ninth yielded the game winner on a Brian De La Cruz homer to right field. Second time, mind you, in 5 days that's happened. And it hasn't worked.
You can't be perfect. And, you know, you can't be expected to dominate every single time you go out there on the mound, especially for a young player. We don't expect that. We just expect adjustments. We expect development. We expect improvement. And our guys are working every day to do that.
In Pittsburgh now Friday night, the men of Bell also in third place, and Miami moved ahead of the Reds in fourth place now in the NL wildcard standings going into play later tonight. Pre-game Friday night here on the airwaves at 6:35. Our thought for this Thursday, be thankful for everything that happens in your life. It's all an experience. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.